local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three, a very busy Tuesday here at News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin here on Pensacola right now. For the next 49 minutes, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. It is February 6, 2024, and just after 6:10 here, text line 850-437-1620, traffic line 850-262-6111. Getting things started off right away with today's top three stories. If you missed it last hour, the House, just within the last half hour, voted to not impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, failing by a vote of 214 to 216 as three Republicans joined Democrats against the impeachment. Had the vote passed, Mayorkas would have become the first cabinet official impeached in almost a century and a half. Today in Michigan, the mother of school shooter Ethan Crumbly found guilty on all counts in her historic involuntary manslaughter trial. Her son, Ethan, shot and killed four classmates and injured seven others at Oxford High School in November of 2021. She'll be sentenced on April 9th, while her husband James Crumbly's trial will begin next month. And President Biden blaming Donald Trump for the near collapse of the bipartisan Senate border deal.
Donald Trump thinks it's bad for him politically. Therefore, he doesn't, even though it helps the country, he's not for it.
Now, Biden says Trump would rather weaponize the immigration issue for political reasons. He says Trump has been threatening and intimidating Republican members of Congress to vote against the package over the last 24 hours. He's called on Congress members to show some spine and back the bill, which he called the strongest this country has ever seen. Top local story here, the union that represents Escambia County EMS workers is calling out their leadership in a vote of no confidence. Yesterday, IAEP Local 325 sent a letter to Escambia County leaders issuing a vote of no confidence and calling for the termination of EMS Chief David Torsell and Deputy Chief Christopher Stevens.
We have broad oversight. We hired an administrator, and he hires the staff, and they do the day-to-day operation. You know, we set the policy. Of course, we, you know, authorize the salaries. So, you know, I personally, I don't get in the weeds, and I know that my counterparts don't either. You know, we've got to let the staff that we've hired do their job. But if there's valid concerns, I don't care if it's one out of 128. We're going to look into it.
And District 2 Commissioner Jeff Bergosh there with Channel 3. According to the letter sent to commissioners, the vote was made with 99% approval and comes after years of unsuccessful attempts, quote, to resolve the culture of harassment, tyranny, and lack of health and safety for both the Escambia County community and EMS providers. We'll pause right there. More local headlines on a busy day today, right after traffic and weather. Austin's been plenty busy himself.
Yes, I have. Luckily, it does seem like we've only got a few things to get into here, so I'll keep it brief. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Looking at traffic here, we'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you are traveling southbound on Pine Forest, trying to get onto I-10 westbound, you're going to be backed up a bit for a while there. Typically, that road gives us trouble, but we have had some accident reports in that vicinity as well. So just be on the lookout for that. Also, if you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, close to the Oriole Beach area, we still have some minor issues there, but nothing too severe. And let's see. Oh, I skipped this. My bad. If you are traveling northbound on North Palafox Street towards 10 Mile Road, we were dealing with a lot of issues there. It does appear to be just about smoothened out, but it is still present, so be on the lookout for that as well.
All right, thank you very much. Alan Strum with the forecast.
Clear skies tonight with overnight lows running mainly between 40 and 45. Sunny on Wednesday with highs between 60 and 65. And dry weather does continue for the next several days. There is a chance for rain on both days over the weekend, but it's more likely to fall on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Right here at 6:15, we are down to 62 degrees. Again, the overnight low tonight is 45. Taking a look at more local headlines, City of Pensacola with a couple of updates today. Number one, they say more work is needed in Miraflores Park after ground survey crews back in November found 45 unmarked burials using ground-penetrating radar.
The reason that Terra Explorations and myself recommended that additional survey is needed because there were unmarked burials found pretty close to the edge of the survey area. Because of that, it's in our best interest to survey the entire park to make sure that there aren't any additional burials, and there very well could be.
That's Adrienne Walker, the city's historic preservation planner. She says the survey crews will be returning to the park sometime between now and February 23rd to survey the east half of the park. And once the city receives the full survey report, they'll move forward with determining the best way to go about preserving the site. An update on the Malcolm Young Gym. This Thursday, the Pensacola City Council will vote on awarding a contract to demolish the gym. Now, last week, the James B. Washington Education and Sports Group submitted a last-ditch offer to buy the property for nearly $529,000. They were the group outspoken while conversations were going on about whether the gym could be saved. Mayor D.C. Reeves today saying he wrote back to say thanks, but no thanks, and that they're moving forward with pursuing affordable housing opportunities.
My concern about affordable housing, if we just go off and sell it, directly, I don't know that we don't control what happens there. And to be honest, you know, the big misperception we have here is that there's a lot of conversation about, well, not losing this for the public good. We gave it away from the public good. I mean, we gave it away. It was going to be out of the public good for 20 years because of a lease that we signed.
And Reeve says the city would have had to pay around $300,000 just to be able to get somebody inside the gym to be able to make the determination about whether the gym could be saved or not. Project Pickle is getting closer to reality. Warehouse 4 Sports says that the first phase of construction at the Port of Pensacola is starting soon.
The contractor's been approved to start fencing and civil site work. And just last couple things, evacuation plan and all that for the outdoors. We expect the final permit to be issued in the next 7 to 10 days. And I think the contractor's targeting the end of March, early April for phase one.
Reeve says the first phase will include 8 outdoor pickleball courts, along with restroom and concessions. And Gulf Breeze police say a local family law and criminal defense attorney was argumentative and uncooperative during a recent DUI stop. According to an arrest report, Craig Vygotsky was pulled over for speeding near Gulf Breeze High School shortly before midnight Thursday, February 1st. The officer says he observed several signs of impairment, including bloodshot eyes, a distinct smell of alcohol, and slow speech. The report adds Vygotsky demanded to know if the officer was a drug recognition expert and refused to perform standardized field sobriety tasks. He was booked and released from the Santa Rosa County Jail after posting $500 bond. 6:18, we will take a break there. Coming back, state and national headlines. Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join Great Southern Restaurant Group, the home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Valentine's Day, Pensacon, and other fun things you don't want to miss. That's all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
The Pensacola Restore has your home goods and home repair needs at unbeatable prices. With discounted appliances, living and dining room furniture, mattresses, home improvement supplies, paint, flooring, plumbing, and more. They have everything you need to improve your home. 9th Avenue and Creighton Road in Pensacola. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Every dollar spent helps to support Pensacola Habitat for Humanity's mission of providing affordable housing opportunities to Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Really feeling too hot. It's like low 60s right now. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with Pine Forest Road. If you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards West 9 Mile Road or traveling southbound on Pine Forest coming from West 9 Mile trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got some minor congestion in those areas. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good. Navarre Parkway looking all right. So it does not appear like there's going to be anything else that's going to hold you up for too long.
Skies will be all clear as we head through tonight, and most areas will see overnight lows between about 40 and 45 degrees. Now, during the day Wednesday, it will be sunny again and beautiful. High temperatures mainly low 60s. Some spots may be just a little bit warmer, and we'll continue to see dry weather for the next several days. Now, there is a chance for rain over the weekend. At this time, it looks like that's more likely late in the weekend as we roll through Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, Alan, thank you. 62 degrees right now. Around the state of Florida today, a hostage situation at a Fort Myers bank ended with both hostages safe, thankfully, the suspect dead. Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino says at one point the suspect had a knife to the woman's throat. Here he is.
SWAT team was in place. When he presented deadly force like that, our SWAT sniper shot and killed the suspect. We were in fear for her life and her safety.
And this happened at the Bank of America in the area of Bell Tower Shops. Both hostages were able to walk out of the bank unharmed, the suspect not yet identified.
And a proposed youth social media ban is moving forward in Florida legislature. The Senate Judiciary Committee advanced the legislation on a 7-2 vote. Last month, the full Florida House passed a bill which would ban most children from social media.
Plans to bring a crew of astronauts back to Earth were put on hold today. NASA and SpaceX says they'll try again tomorrow with around the same schedule as they intend on undocking from the International Space Station around 8:05 our time. What we don't know right now is where exactly off the coast of Florida they are targeting. X-post from SpaceX earlier this afternoon said that they were monitoring the weather at the different destinations, plural. So that tells me that, number one, I don't believe that was accidental. Number two, that off the coast of Pensacola could be in play for that splashdown tomorrow afternoon. So we'll see.
And there is good news for Florida's manatee population. Governor Ron DeSantis says that there were record numbers of manatees in Volusia County and Tico Station in Hillsborough County last year, as well as lower mortality rates. DeSantis says that he is asking lawmakers to approve more than $9 million for the state's manatee rescue and rehabilitation programs.
We're continuing to do, I think, what folks want to see your government actually do things that impact our quality of life, our economy, all the things that make the state so unique.
As part of ongoing conservation efforts, 17 manatees are expected to be released back into Blue Springs tomorrow.
And looking at our national headlines, Congressman Matt Gaetz is spearheading an effort to get House and Senate members on the record about whether they believe Donald Trump engaged in insurrection on January 6th of 2021.
The very experts who often get on television and talk about securing democracy seem to be the first to want to then remove a candidate from the ballot because they are afraid that he is too popular.
And today he introduced a resolution declaring Trump did not engage in insurrection, and he wants a floor vote in both chambers. This comes as Donald Trump in an appeals court, U.S. appeals court today, said Trump does not have presidential immunity from charges related to the alleged efforts to overturn his 2020 election case. The federal case was originally set for before the 2024 election, but Trump could appeal the ruling to the Supreme Court and push the trial start date back even further.
And former Fox News host Tucker Carlson says he has an interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin coming out soon. This comes after Carlson was spotted multiple times in Moscow over the weekend. Tucker said that he has a duty to tell the truth about what's happening in the war between Russia and Ukraine.
And Hawaii Maui police releasing the first probe into the wildfires that broke out on the island back in August. The report found emergency dispatch was overwhelmed by call volume with wind and flames leaving Lahaina without cell or Wi-Fi capacity. Rather, it went on to also find officers needed to training and tools to respond. They recommend police vehicles now be equipped with a breaching kit to clear routes.
And Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the Middle East to promote the framework of a hostage release deal.
We put forward, as you know, a serious proposal that was aimed at not simply repeating the previous agreement, but expanding it.
Blinken met with Egypt's president and is expected to meet with several Catalan ministers as well. This comes as Israel's defense minister said yesterday that the country is now focusing on the Gaza Strip's most southern city as it's Hamas's last stronghold in the region.
Authorities in Las Vegas are ramping up security and spreading the word before the Super Bowl this weekend. Human beings are not for sale. Las Vegas Metro Police Sheriff Kevin McMahill?
Yeah, I know. It's a weird name.
Says Las Vegas is at the top of the list when it comes to human trafficking. You would think this doesn't need to be said, but historically, especially, I remember reading reports and stories about how concerned they were about human trafficking for the Miami Super Bowl when it was the Chiefs and the 49ers the first time.
Right.
So you bring the Super Bowl to Las Vegas, a city that's, according to police, is already at the top of that list. Dangerous mix there.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. A vote in the House to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over what Republicans say is his failure to enforce immigration law at the southern border fails by two votes. And the final tally was 214 in favor, 216 against. Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin earlier with an emotional defense of Mayorkas.
All over the world, democracy and freedom are under siege today, and all our colleagues can think to do is to sell out our Democratic allies and sell out the cause of human rights and then impeach a cabinet secretary working diligently to solve the immigration problem.
A cabinet secretary has not been impeached since 1876. A federal appeals court panel has ruled Donald Trump can face trial on charges he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Released after today's market close, Ford's fourth quarter results appeared to top expectations on both the top and bottom lines. The automaker posted an adjusted per-share profit of 29 cents, with revenue hitting $43.2 billion. That more than $3 billion above what analysts had been projecting. Ford shares are up 6.4% in after-hours trading. When you watch the Super Bowl this Sunday evening, you'll see more commercials featuring women and more aimed at women. And some of the credit goes to, you guessed it, Taylor Swift. Analysts say her romance with Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce has gotten more girls and women interested in the sport, which should translate to increased female viewership for the big game, and has helped convince advertisers like L'Oreal and Elf Cosmetics to run Super Bowl ads. No major moves in either direction by stocks today, the market ending the Tuesday session slightly higher. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 141 points, the S&P 500 added 11. That's Your Money Now.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. An anonymous NFL general manager told Dan Orsini that Mike Vrabel is a very large human being and can be very intimidating to people in an organization making decisions, and that's one reason why he wasn't hired this offseason. Wait, are you kidding me? What world are we living in now? Mike Vrabel is a good coach and for some reason got passed over this cycle, but if this is true, then the NFL hiring process is just one big fat joke. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know some ordinary cold medicines can raise your blood pressure? That's alarming. Fortunately, there's Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. It's specially formulated without alcohol, sugar, or decongestants to provide fast, powerful nighttime colds and flu symptoms relief for people with high blood pressure. So if you have high blood pressure, try NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure medicine. Use as directed and keep out of reach of children.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I slept on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Still got a little bit of backups if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road. Outside of that, though, everything else is looking like pretty smooth sailing. So if you are having issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
All right, thank you. And looking at the weather, pretty clear skies overnight tonight. Down to about 45 right now. We're at 62 degrees. Tomorrow, 63 for a high, probably a bit warmer than that. Sunshine throughout the day. Wednesday, partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 48. Partly sunny Thursday and Friday. Highs back into the mid to upper 60s, probably hitting 70 before rain returning to the forecast into the weekend. 6:38 here at News Radio 92.3. Austin, anything exciting happening in the world of sports today?
Well, we'll start with the NBA. We got a TNT doubleheader, Mavericks at Nets at 6:30, followed by Bucks at Suns at 9. We also got some college basketball going on today, starting with North Carolina and Clemson. That is on ESPN right now. That tipped off at 6 o'clock. Let me see if I can get a shot at the score here. I cannot. They're not showing it. But bottom line is, can you see that, Joe, on ESPN? Oh, here it is. Clemson's winning 34-25. Yeah. So Clemson's trying to pull off the upset there.
Yeah, classic letdown game. I mean, North Carolina comes off the Duke win over the weekend. Yeah. Is it on the road or is it at home?
It is in Chapel Hill.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, so that just caught them lacking.
And they had Duke at home on Saturday too. So.
Oh, well. Well, after that game, though, on ESPN, we've got number 23 Texas Tech at number 13 Baylor. That's going to tip off at 8 o'clock. On ESPN, too, we got Oklahoma State at number 5 Houston. That also tipped off at 6. I don't have the score on me, though, unfortunately. Also have a doubleheader on FS1, Butler at number 1 UConn. That tips at 7:30, followed by number 24 San Diego State at Air Force at 9:40. So a lot of basketball action tonight. Also, we were touching on the Super Bowl a bit before we went to the Fox News break. A bit more on that. The San Francisco 49ers are not happy with the practice field that they're using at UNLV ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl matchup. Team staff inspected the grass field last week, and they say it's too soft. The field has already been inspected and approved by the NFL and NFL Players Association. League officials were back out at the field yesterday and reinforced the decision.
Yeah, and I don't know if this actually happened because, you know, there's a lot of X accounts that, you know, kind of look like, you know, you've got the Schefter impersonators that'll post things. Right. I saw one that said that the 49ers had actually reached out to the Chiefs to see if they would accommodate like both teams practicing at the Vegas Raiders facility. Did you hear anything on that by chance? Or
I did not, but that could very well just be because I'm not in touch.
Yeah. And the report went on to say that the Chiefs said, no, we're not interested in helping you out.
I understand that, but for sure. Especially again, after the Justin Tucker fiasco.
If that actually happened or not. But
yeah. I mean, I could definitely see that. The Philadelphia Eagles will open next season in South America. This should be a surprise to no one. If you've been following the NFL, you know that they've really picked up on their international league. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced on Monday that Philadelphia will be the host team in the inaugural Brazil game on Friday night of kickoff weekend. That's the stunner for me. Friday night. Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool. And let's see here. The NBA, this is the last headline here. NBA is doing something unique to their court for All-Star Weekend. The league announced on Monday that a full video LED court will be used for several events at Lucas Oil Stadium. The new floor will make its debut for the celebrity game on the 16th and stay for the three-point and other skill competitions on Saturday night. The high-tech court will feature design and color changes, live replays and other video content, and real-time game stats along with other animations.
Excuse me. Yeah, and the other thing that we were talking about, kind of interesting in the 4 o'clock hour, was that there is now another streaming service that sports fans are going to have to sign up for, I guess, or maybe, I don't know. But ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers are all launching a joint streaming service. So that's ESPN, Fox, and then I think TNT, TBS. You know, which big basketball networks there.
Absolutely. March Madness. Right. They're the backbone of that.
Right. You've got Fox with obviously NFL. College, I mean, they're in everything.
TNT has Cup. ESPN and NHL as well.
Yeah. So all of these three networks, I guess, are launching a joint streaming service. So I don't know if they would intend on basically exclusively putting all of their sports stuff on this, or if this would just be like, hey, you know, kind of like, for example, what Premier League does with NBC is they air like one or two games on the NBC network. And then I think USA is an NBC station. But then for like half of the games on the weekend, they put them behind Peacock. Right. So maybe that, you know, maybe it's just they're just kind of moving their premium stuff over to one umbrella and not necessarily saying, hey, if you want to watch college, you know, your favorite college football team play on ESPN, you got to have this subscription.
I hope not.
I mean, I don't know. I could see Wake Forest being on the streaming platform a lot.
And that would break my heart.
Yeah. Anyway, 6:43, taking a look here at some health, business, and science notes. So an initial report on a door plug blowout on a Boeing 737 MAX 9 plane says it appeared to be missing four key bolts. Here's Lisa Taylor with more.
The National Transportation Safety Board released the report about the incident that happened during a January 5th Alaska Airlines flight Tuesday. The report noted the door plug had been removed to repair rivets damaged during production. Nearly 200 of the Boeing jets were grounded by the FAA following the incident before being allowed to return to service late last month. During inspections, both United and Alaska Airlines reported having found loose parts on multiple MAX 9 planes that had been grounded. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Also, Dollar General is soon going to be carrying fresh fruits and veggies. The new choices include salad mixes, strawberries, potatoes, and tomatoes. The items will hit around 5,000 locations across the country, and they're set to begin rolling out as early as next month.
And just when you thought we were done talking about the Super Bowl, we're going to bring it up one more time. Yeah. A record 68 million Americans are expected to bet on the Super Bowl this Sunday. That's according to a new survey from the American Gaming Association. The number of Americans placing bets on the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers game is up 35% from last year.
Yeah, not surprising. I mean, just how much money the league is throwing at in the partnerships there. Obviously, Florida now with the legalized betting with the Seminole Tribe, so they've got their app and going up and running there. So, yeah, I obviously big business there. It's the end of an era. Landlines across the U.S. will be phased out in the coming years as phone companies switch to a new infrastructure that doesn't support them. Only about 5% of landlines will remain by 2030. AT&T just applied for a waiver that would allow it to stop servicing traditional landlines in California. Austin, how old are you?
I am 22.
You're 22. Have you ever in your life used a landline?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious.
No, I was honestly about to say, like phones, like landlines and stuff like that, that is probably one of the most telling signs of like technology advancing, because even I can relate to phone books, seeing pay phones and stuff, and it's like, yeah, those just disappeared, and now it looks like landlines are going to follow suit. It's sad.
I can't remember. I mean, you know, here in the newsroom we have the landline phone, but I mean, outside, like in just my personal life, I don't know.
I mean, but, like my house still has a landline.
Yeah. How many years or decades do you give the phrase "hang up the phone" being extinct? Because, you know, society's not going to hang up the phone anymore.
Well, and it's funny you mentioned that. You just now gave a phone symbol. This.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but the cowabunga symbol.
The cowabunga, yeah.
But the thing is, there was a TikTok trend, and I don't know, it could have been staged, but it's like they were asking like younger kids.
What does that mean?
Well, no, they were asking them, pretend like you're on the phone, and they did this, flat hand.
Oh,
like
really?
A cell phone, yeah.
Oh, instead of the cowabunga sign.
How are people making me feel old?
Oh,
like that's
man.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
Let's see here. Well, we already did that one. Oh, here it is.
Let's do traffic and weather first.
Oh, yeah, good call. I was about to do that, and then I started thinking about how time's passing me by. Yes. Let's see. Looking at traffic here, I'll keep it brief. We were dealing with some issues on Pine Forest Road. Those issues are gone. So if you are dealing with any traffic problems, they should not hold you up for too long.
All right. Meteorologist Alan Strum.
Clear skies tonight with overnight lows running mainly between 40 and 45. Sunny on Wednesday with highs between 60 and 65. And dry weather does continue for the next several days. There is a chance for rain on both days over the weekend, but it's more likely to fall on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Go ahead.
All right. Speaking of technology advancing and making us feel sad, Apple is warning people not to wear the company's new virtual reality headset while driving. Sounds like a good idea. The message comes after an NYU student from Palo Alto, California, shot a video of himself wearing a pair of Apple Vision Pro VR goggles while driving a Tesla on autopilot. Hmm. The student said that his goggles were set to transparency mode so he could see the road. Then why wear them? To test them out?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I don't. But yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I've seen I saw that one that you were talking about there. I've also seen. I saw one a TikTok of a guy was at a Celtics game. He was sitting courtside,
right?
And he had his Apple Vision Pro on, and he was, I don't know what particular app he was in, but he was like kind of like acting like he was dribbling and like shooting fadeaways like right there on the court side. I was like, yeah, that's I don't think I'll be doing that anytime soon.
Waste of time and money.
Pop culture today, the big story, sad news if you're a country music fan.
I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Toby Keith, dead at the age of 62. Family says he died peacefully last night, surrounded by family. Keith sold more than 40 million records over the course of his career.
My goodness. And Carl Weathers will still appear in FanDuel Super Bowl commercials. The Rocky actor died Thursday in his sleep. FanDuel said it would make adjustments to the commercial, which already showed Weathers in teasers, but he will still appear in the online sports betting platform's ads.
Yeah, and Taylor Swift's legal team is threatening to sue a Florida college student who tracks celebrities' private jets. Jack Sweeney told CNN he received a cease and desist letter from Swift's entourage over the social media account he runs that tracks her private flights. Sweeney also ran a site which tracked Elon's private jet before Musk shut down his account. I guess that Taylor doesn't have that as authority because she doesn't own X. But, yeah, interestingly enough, Jack Sweeney is like, okay, why would the guy do that? Well, apparently it's to kind of bring light to how many, you know, everybody talking about, you know, save the world, global warming and everything. And he's bringing these attention, you know, hey, this is the private flights. This is how long they're traveling, to bring awareness and attention, I guess, to carbon emissions. I don't know if it's to, like, call them out on how much they're raising the carbon emissions, or if they're like, hey, like, you know, the world's going to end because of whatever. But
I know fighting the environment scares and all that is a celebrity's game. So that's why a lot of people get upset about it, because it's like, you're flying a jet all the time.
To me, that's what he's doing. He's like, he's calling out the hypocrisy.
Yeah. The thing is, though, it's like, especially if you're Taylor Swift, who's had a lot of headlines on shows like ours about stalkers, I can see her being like, yo, cut this out. Like, don't make it any easier for him.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. 6:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to finish up a Tuesday edition of Pensacola right now.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we talked to Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons about several chase incidents that they've had recently and one with a chicken owner that didn't go so great. We also talked extensively about the proposal to build the Florida's largest flag in Santa Rosa County, bills that would change the definition and the penalties for prostitution in the state of Florida, and talked to Sam Abel from Gulf Breeze about the new city council member that the council picked last night and why the council decided not to close off the intersection of Highway 98 and Shoreline Drive. Listen for yourself at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. We were dealing with some issues on Pine Forest Road due to some runoff from an accident report earlier in the evening, but that does not appear to be giving us trouble anymore. Actually, we do have One, if you're getting off of I-10 West trying to get onto Pine, it doesn't any issues. So if you're dealing with backups wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Skies will be all clear as we head through tonight, and most areas will see overnight lows between about 40 and 45 degrees. Now, during the day Wednesday, it will be sunny again and beautiful. High temperatures mainly low 60s. Some spots may be just a little bit warmer, and we'll continue to see dry weather for the next several days. Now, there is a chance for rain over the weekend. At this time, it looks like that's more likely late in the weekend as we roll through Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. It is 6:55 listening to Pensacola right now as we wrap up Tuesday. Just a quick recap of today's top three stories. The effort to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas failed. A very close vote, but three Republicans ultimately joining the Democrats voting against the impeachment. Final tally was 214 to 216. The mother of Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly found guilty on all counts in her historic involuntary manslaughter trial today. And also President Biden is throwing the blame at the feet of Donald Trump for the near collapse of the bipartisan Senate border deal, saying that Trump would rather weaponize the immigration issue for political reasons than actually solve it. Whether it gets out of the Senate, still not known, but House Speaker Mike Johnson has said it doesn't matter. It's not advancing out of the House. Wacky stories today. Always like to finish on a more lighter note here. An elderly man was injured in an unfortunate porta-potty prank. 65-year-old man named Stefano was just minding his business, taking a walk through a park in Denver when he needed to use the bathroom. He went inside. While there, a group of teenagers decided it would be awesome and hilarious to tip it over with him trapped inside. Unfortunately, they succeeded. He hurt his back, is feeling better now, seemed to be in good spirits. The teens could and should face charges. I recommend an equal punishment there with a toilet full of waste. And fortunately, sounds like the cops don't have any leads, though.
That's upsetting. Yeah. Last month, a teenager in Iowa named Eli Melky launched an Instagram account called Peanut Butter Eater 16 and promised to eat one tablespoon of peanut butter for every 50 followers he got. But he quickly found himself in a jam, no pun intended, after more than 100.
Oh, there it was intended.
Yes, considering it was written, you are correct, sir. After more than 100,000 people followed him in a single week, he's currently sitting at around 115,000 people, which would be 2,300 spoonfuls or 72 16-ounce jars of peanut butter. But thankfully, he and his parents thought better of it. He stuck with the plan until day six, when 20,000 people followed him overnight. At that point, he said, okay, he'd eat a cup of peanut butter or half a jar for every 10,000 followers he got. But even that's been a challenge.
Yeah. He said, what is it? He's gone through 64-ounce jars. That's like 28 pounds.
In a month.
Of peanut butter in a month. Yeah. No, thank you.
But at least some of it he spent covering himself in it, not eating it. He did that when he hit 100K.
So.
But I don't know. I don't even know how much that would have taken. It's still a lot of peanut butter to consume, and it's very fatty in that time period. Sure. So good luck with that.
Someone on social media is asking a great question. You're offered the chance to flip a coin. Tails gets you $1 billion. If you get heads, though, you get continuous incurable hiccups for your entire life.
No, that would
be problematic for me. 57% of people say they'll flip the coin and deal with the consequences. I don't know. If I wasn't talking on the radio, I think I would take the chance on that. But
oh gosh, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I would just oh gosh, that would be such a miserable feeling. How would you be able to go to sleep? How would you go to sleep with hiccups? See, you got to think outside.
Yeah,
you got to think outside the noodle here.
Yeah.
Like, that's miserable. Yeah. I can't risk that. Some good news here. There's a new trend called scarf bombing, and it's been big in the northern U.S. and Canada so far this winter. People are knitting scarves and leaving them in random places for anyone to take. They usually have a note attached that says something like, if you're stuck out in the cold, take this gift to keep warm.
Hmm. Yeah, that's cool. Davis Wood, a Scambia public information officer, actually told us that back in 2017, Gulf Breeze High School did something similar around here. A group of U.S. Coast Guard inspectors managed to locate a dog that was trapped inside a shipping container for as many as 8 days without food and water. It happened at the International Port in Houston. Petty Officer Second Class Ryan McMahon says he was conducting a routine inspection of the more than 10,000 containers when he and his colleagues suddenly heard scratching from one of them. They named her Connie and took her to the Forever Changed Animal Rescue, and she'll be adopted soon. So very good there. All right, that'll do it for us on a Tuesday. Same time, same place tomorrow, 4 to 7. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.